Sagt the Mishnah, there's no difference between one who's prohibited to benefit at all from another based on a vow and someone who's only prohibited to benefit from another in a food-related way based on a vow, except that this latter person may walk on the other's property and may use his kalim that are not used for the prepared food. Sagt the Gemara, the Mishnah seems to say that both these people will be also to use kalim that are used in food preparation. Mr. said, "Drisus haregel." In fact, people don't care if a person walks through their property, so that should not be considered as benefiting from the other person. Rava said, "No, our Mishnah follows Rabbi Eliezer, who says that this would be considered a benefit." Zok, the Mishnah, is no difference between a darim karbonis and a davis karbonis, except that one is personally responsible for a neder carbon, meaning if it gets lost, he has to bring another one, and a person is not personally responsible for an adavah carbon. Zok, the Mishnah seems to suggest that regarding the isser of bal ti'achar, delaying to bring someone's carbon, they're both the same. Zok, the Mishnah says, a neder is where one says that oyla hare oyla alai, meaning I place an obligation on myself to bring a carbon. A davah is someone says hare zu oyla. If a neder carbon dies, or it's stolen, or it's lost, it has to be replaced. And a davah doesn't have to be replaced. We learned this from a braisa. Pasuk says, "Venirtza loy lechaper." Allah, Rav Shimon says, only when it's a love, an obligation on him, does he have to become personally responsible. Rav Yitzchak Rav Dimi explained it. It's as if he says, "I am accepting responsibility for this." Zok the Mishnah, there's no difference between a Zav who saw two discharges to a Zav who saw three, except the latter has to bring a carbon. Zok the Gemara, the Mishnah seems to say that they are the same with regard to making anything that they sit on or lay on, Tomei as an Avatuma, Mishkav HaMoishav. And also, they're the same with regard to the requirement that they have to count 7 clean days. In fact, how do we know this? The Brisa says, or Simai says, the Torah calls someone who saw two discharges Tomei, and someone who saw three discharges Tomei. So what's the difference? The difference must be regarding the obligation to bring a carbon. In fact, maybe when he sees only two, he's Tomei and doesn't have to bring a carbon. When he sees three, he has to bring a carbon, but maybe he's not Tomei. Or if he saw three, that means he first saw two, so he's Tomei. Maybe seeing two requires a carbon, and seeing three adds the Tomei status, not the first Tomei and then adding a carbon status. So the Pasuk says that the Kohen brings the carbon for the Zav as a kapara from the dischargers. The word from teaches that only some Zavim bring the carbon, not all. Therefore, it has to be that only someone who saw three discharges is obligated to bring a carbon, not someone who only saw two. He would only be Tomei. If we dash in the word from, what will we dash in with the word from his discharges written in another pasuk? The Braisa says, it teaches that a Zav who saw two discharges must count 7 clean days. If he makes the places that he sits and lays on Tomei as an Avatuma, clearly has to count 7 clean days. Mar says, we find that a woman sometimes makes the Mishkav HaMoish of Tomei, even though she doesn't have to count 7 clean days. Therefore, we need a pasuk to teach that regarding a Zav, also they have to count 7 clean days. Rav Papa asks, how can it be that one word from is used to exclude a Zav who saw to exclude him from being a carbon, whereas the other from is used to include him for counting 7 clean days? Is from an exclusion or an inclusion? Abai answered, if the pasuk meant to exclude the Zav in this second case, it should not have mentioned it at all, and we would have automatically assumed that he's excluded. Therefore, from must be coming to include, not exclude. Zok the Mishnah, is no difference between a Mitzrayer who has been locked up to see if he has definite Tzaraas and a Mitzrayer who has confirmed definite Tzaraas, except regarding letting his hair grow and ripping his clothing, which only apply to the confirmed Tzaraas. Zok the Mishnah, there's no difference between a Mitzrayer who has become Tahar without having been confirmed and one who has become Tahar after having been confirmed with Tzaraas, except that the one who has confirmed has to shave all his hair and bring birds for his purification process. Zok the Gemara, the Mishnah seems to say that they're both the same with regard to being sent out of the Machana and with regard to their Tomei status. Fek the Gemara, how do we know that a Metzayer who was locked up and not yet confirmed doesn't have to let his hair grow and doesn't have to rip his clothing? So Shmuel Yitzchak taught in front of Rav Huna, the Pasuk regarding the Metzayer says, Vitoher, which is in the past tense to teach us. Such a Metzayer is Torah from certain things from the get-go. These things are the requirement of letting his hair grow and ripping his clothing, meaning if he's only locked up, he does not have to go through that procedure. Rava asks, regarding a Zav, the Pasuk uses the same word, and we learn that it teaches that he doesn't create retroactive Tumah. So maybe regarding a Metzayer, we should say that it teaches the same thing, and therefore it does not free him from the other requirements. Rava said, we can learn this from the Pasuk of V'hatzarua asher boi hanega. This teaches that it's only a Metzayer who has confirmed Tzaraas that the requirements mentioned in the Pasuk, meaning letting his hair grow and ripping clothing, apply. Because asher boi, he has to have a confirmed Tzaraas. Abai asked, the requirement that he be sent out of the Machana also uses the verbiage of, says also asher and boi. And yet, we know that it applies even to Metzayer who does not yet have confirmed Tzaraas. Rava answered, the Pasuk regarding sending him away says, kol yemei, which we dash into include Metzayer who does not have confirmed Tzaraas, even if he does not have confirmed Tzaraas. And therefore, he's included. But regarding the other requirements, asher boi comes to exclude him. In fact, my Rava seems to say that Metzayer without confirmed Tzaras is always included in all requirements unless specifically excluded, meaning like the Pasuk of Asher Boy. So if so, why is he excluded from the requirements of shaving his hair and bringing the birds for his for a Tahara procedure? Abaye said, the Pasuk regarding these requirements begins by saying that the Kohen goes to the Metzayer and finds that Tzaras has healed. So it has to be talking about a Metzayer who has confirmed Tzaras. If he didn't have confirmed Tzaras, there's no Tzaras to be healed from. Zok the Mishnah. There's no difference between the Sifrei Tanakh and Tefillin and Mezuzis, except that Tanakh may be written in any language, whereas Tefillin and Mezuzis have to be written in Ashuris. Rishim Gamliel said, even Tanakh may only be written in Greek if either Ashuris or Greek. Zok the Gemara, the Mishnah seems to say that they're all the same in the requirement that they have to be sewn with sinews of the animal, and that they both make the hands of the person who touches them Tameh.